welcome to your midday edition of the program, Midday Show, where they meet you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM na Freetown, and on 99.5 FM na Bo, and same way so on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by Africell. Today na Tuesday, the 15th day inside the month of August. Me we dey bring come to you this second edition of the program, Midday Show. Me na Khadija Bangura. Like all time inside the program, Midday Show, we get plenty news and information for you inside the program, and self we can same way so get entertainment. So there with we inside the next 1 hour as we get plenty information and self go tell about things them where they happen all over the country. You can be part of the program this afternoon by way how we go send you text message to the number 077-981-981. Now the number for send you text message, ask you question, make comment on any of the issues them where we they talk about inside the program this afternoon. In case you just tune in, the program now Midday Show, it will come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. As we all know, yesterday August 14, Freetown beget heavy disaster. Also, a landslide be na Regent and some others surrounding them around that area. They would have left plenty people homeless and some don't die. Way plenty dead body they na mortuary now. Well, today inside the program this afternoon, they expect forget people and for can talk on the different arrangements them we don't go on as way for give aid to them people there we don't become homeless and safe. How far government and other body them where they in charge of the response team don't they go for remedy the situation? Stay with me for the next 1 hour as I will give you plenty information about what's in the happen right now all over the city in terms of the disaster will be yesterday August 14 around Regent, Kamayama, Lumley, and many other area them around Freetown. Well, we dey continue the program in the show and we dey look at another issue as the Lebanese community in a Freetown don't pull word say then go lock them shop then today as way for let them go get a 1 hour 30 minute prayer for the people that we lost their life yesterday now the flooding and landslide will be. Alex Lawrence Koma talked to Imad Huri where the acting president for the Lebanese community in a Salon.
Well, we decide for do and now because of this disaster we take place in the country this morning. A lot of lives were lost and with sympathy to that, we decide for demonstrate with solidarity by closing our business for 1 hour 30 minutes, 15th August. In between this time, 12:30 to 2 o'clock, we go to Central Mosque for pray for the one that we don't die and for the one that we wounded in a hospital and for the people and the government of this country as we are part and parcel of this community.
So how na get for Duam na where we belong to na yon community, everybody welcome.
Everybody is welcome because we don't already get an emergency meeting. We don't put them all na WhatsApp, na Facebook. Everybody is invited. We want for take part with we. Most welcome.
So like how much people una expect to get for turn out for this prayer?
Well, the entire Lebanese community is supposed to go for the prayer and any other national one for come, they are very welcome. We brothers in Sierra Leone, so any other community, everybody is welcome.
Why prayer?
Well, prayer is the best. Prayer is the best thing to do for this disaster we happen. Now, you know, the first step we have to take for pray for the one we don't go.
Because somebody wants to say, don't I don't die, waiting family or left being go need now support and all intended.
Yes, of course. The support will come after the prayer. The prayer is very important first. If you not pray, you know we'll get the finance for support. So we think we next step, we just get for coming and give we support in whatever moral way, financial, moral, whatever it is. So we put the prayer first and later we do whatever step we want for take.
And closing the shop then, you know, you looking at when I get people to walk in the shop then, why the normal business are gone, then I go do the prayer.
I think the people really work through it, they're supposed to be part and parcel of this issue. nothing say then for stay out. Then say for pray with me. How will they call the prayer? Then say then for join me.
This what you when are they do so they send out a message. Which kind of message on the target? Who na want for send now?
We want for send a message to the people of this country that we are part and parcel of this community. In whatever way, in good or in bad, we are there to help and support.
And the news we broke out where this incident be happened, how UNICEF as community be received?
It was a big shock for the entire community, the entire Lebanese community. I get millions of calls from Lebanese brothers, from some Sierra Leoneans who I know very well. But they only show sympathy with what didn't take place. But we can't witness na God in will. It's not our own will.
And any of our member involved?
Well, none of our member involved, no.
So now when this prayer would only the waiting people don't expect, will see anything like fundraising during the process?
That will be the next step. Well, it will be immediately. We go sit down back. We just want to do the prayer first. Then later we can sit down as a committee. We decide which of the food. Which now the next step we will take.
We are not the only people that wait on the national union. So we get a special committee. We want to set up for look at the welfare of our membership. This could serve as an example again for make them follow suit.
Well, I hope so you will follow because we, the Lebanese, we don't take centuries in this country. I think we are the first people for coming to this country. I don't think we have more than 100 years the Lebanese community in this country, 100 years plus. So I hope say other community will follow the footstep, either morally or financially, whatever it is. So we don't send a message around, everybody is welcome. But we as a Lebanese community, we get for sure we own interest first for support. So I can assure you, so we get more Sierra Leoneans than Lebanese.
And with now an expectation.
Let them turn up in their thousands to come and pray for the dead and for the wounded in the hospital and for the people and the government of this country.
Well, that's na Alex Lawrence Kouma. Be they talk to the acting president for the Lebanese community in Salon, Imad Houri. Where be they talk about the 1 hour 30 minutes where he said then go lock them shop them for pray for the one that we lost in life na the landslide and flooding incident where be yesterday around the region and some area them that are surrounding them. We they continue the program in the show. It they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and on 99.5 FM na Bo. Earlier on na the program, I tell you say we go look at the flooding incident will be yesterday. We go talk to different stakeholders them around the disaster management and safe. We go look at the preparedness and we go talk about some of the awareness measures them where governments don't put in place. Well, with me at the studio this afternoon, I get Patrick Musa, Inner Head of Climatology at the Meteorological Department. Good afternoon, Mr. Musa, and welcome to the program in the show.
Good afternoon, Radio Democracy.
First of all, Una na the Meteorological Department. I wanna receive the news of the disaster yesterday morning we break out.
A very sudden. Well, we will get the news being very sudden because we know say we've been on the talk say during August we would get heavy rain and heavy thundery activities we couple with breeze. So when we get that news they've been sudden, you know.
But before now, Una be done they foresee some of them things there. What are some of the messages them where Una be done they give out to people them as awareness raising?
Well, as awareness raising, not only when we don't see them, we've been on the go for seasonal climatic prediction. Where all countries in West Africa, Cameroon and Chad, then they meet up the hydrologists, the meteorologists, the climatologists then they meet up for come up with what we call consensus seasonal forecast. And this focus here now for West Africa. So Binon can't tell the people then for say, well, the onset of rain for this year, it go less as compared to 2016. But we say again, we will get dry spell, then later on back, we will get forget in July, August, and September, heavy rains, followed by thundering activities, and you know, with breeze. So that message they Binon come, I mean, director, when they come out from the climatic prediction when I been Ghana, it been get for explain. I don't know if I been Radio Democracy or when I sister radio stations then. So it been on tell the nation. And with the work in cooperation with ONS, Ministry of Agriculture, Water Resources, so the message been on cut across every sector.
Normally, when una can make them climatic predictions there where you they talk about, I don't know if una can make recommendations and forward them to government as we then go use as preventive measures. Although disaster na natural one, possibly not able for prevent them, but as a government, we need for like put certain things in place. We go prevent some of the damages them for let no happen like I be so.
Certainly, because when we can come. The recommendation can be, especially for the agricultural sector, the livestock sector, you know, the recommendation can be, we can pass on through the ministry, and I think say the minister can disseminate them to the other various stakeholders then. But actually, with the work with ONS and Ministry of Agriculture, even for right now, with the work on this project, what they call Eco Agris, where we and the Ministry of Agriculture, they work on us. So, would they actually tell them, for make them go, give this kind of information to the populace of Sierra Leone.
All right, now let we look at the following days them and the rainy season still day. You know, don't I mean it. I'm sure they are the middle of the rainy season. What do they expect as a country?
Yeah, just like how we say, as a country, we expect heavy rains, 2 months of thundering activities, not only inside Freetown, all about Salon, and breeze get for calm. So that one the normal we would expect them because now that we pull from the seasonal prediction now Ghana. But waiting at the most unfortunate thing, we can go do them thing and day. But when we come back now with country, we not get certain models then we would they use for do the forecasting. And it can very difficult. So now that can make we sometimes we not can precisely give the actual information unless we rely on we international partners like ACMAD, AgriMet, Mutual France, UKMet. As of now, we don't get collaboration with University of Columbia. So now then we can rely on. But if we get we chosen as a country, I think say we can able for localize we weather and forecast time, then we can give good precise forecasting to the nation.
Then tools the way they talk say una no get we make una no don't they do una work as a department effective one. How it relates to disaster?
Yeah, well then it all relate to disaster because when we get in tools then, even for the sea level rise, we will get sea surface temperature where they rise, we can use the model for analyze depending on the data we will get for do analysis. But if we not get anything in there, it will be very difficult.
We not always then concern there to the authority they
the
in charge.
The authorities then they know, and therefore, in fact, I want on behalf of the directorates and all staff of the Meteorological Department for tell the authorities then, especially the Minister of Transport and Aviation, thank you, because as of now, before then, we have been department, but now they non-transform into an agency from 20th of July 2017. So with that alone, international partners and go no say yes, government is actually keen about this institution.
Transform into an agency, but yet still not get the tools then for dudes.
Yeah, when they transform into an agency,
so
what agency,
this transformation really means?
Transformation means say partners then go come to we do, yes. We've been they work with partners and we're a member of the World Meteorological Organization, where the country they pay with dues then. And when we transform into an agency, we will get collaboration from the World Meteorological Organization. We then will link with to other partners there. So a whole lot of help can come because it's not a third world country. People then will come for kind of help way. So now that's the essence of transformation into an agency.
All right, continue for the week at the program. In case you just tune in, the time from the studio clock now 18 minutes past the hour 12, and they listen to the program Media Show where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on 99.5 FM Nabo. Members say we'll also get the opportunity for watch the live broadcast of this program through Facebook page. Just type Radio Democracy, you will get the opportunity for watch the program live. And if you get comments or you want for ask question, send them through the number 0779-8191. And if they listen to Patrick Musa in a head of climatology now the meteorological agency, as they say, don't transform them from a department but now an agency, would they look at the flooding incident way be yesterday waiting there as agency we can normally predict the weather don't they do, but according to that they not get the tools them for do them work effective one. Well, now let we go na the community them who said the disaster happened yesterday, Monday, August 14, and been kill plenty people and spoil property them. We make plenty people not get sight for tap again. And some part them community they are with this flooding be affect na the Lumley area and some other community them around that Lumley day. Be make Radio Democracy been go waka na this scene and been put these reports together.
So in Metallic Monday morning, August 14, 2017, na the Lumley community, Usawa every rain become, we kill plenty people and serve well plenty property them. I be talk to some youth and other people them. We be there from the start where this flooding begin. And at this them been say.
Actually, this game I also believe today, Boku people they run die. And right now, one bobo they up the thick way Obu save. And actually, then three be the kind swim. But the bobo now one game Obu survive. They up the stick right now. Now we the fight for rescue.
They have passed four. Now this parking gone. But watch the way where the end they come. Say five. I watch down the bridge. The way where the water they boil. Now say this rain now they cause disaster today. Quarter past seven. I'm in the Facebook. When the fence broke, I run go over there. I go tell them, say, the way we see the water, they boil under the bridge. When I no reach sound, when I come out. Put them there now, canning go away, and my young people there were not able to go no side it because the body they where they carry it. Most of the body they are packed here by the bridge, and they carry them.
Don't pull up to 20 something little body right now. Some man they carry
food. This flooding here, they affect plenty community there are Lumley. And their community here, Najuba, Sheriff Drive, Kaningu, and other side them. Shekuba Amani Sano, now the Honorable for Constituency 112. They say from this morning where the rain begin, most of the people they with and the pool we don't die, not get aid and other parts there.
We're along the bridge right now. Wait till we enjoy the pool dead body, then where they come up from the impact of the stream. It's very much disastrous, as you see, because the amount of people we don't pull now, so it passed 12. So no get hands, so no get aid, so no get foot. So like we there, so as UFC, don't mobilize the community youth then. The police and the soldiers and students said they give them blaming. They help in hand for see how we will help out. From here, I remove one other part of the constituency when I can't go because they said get serious disaster. Other part of them call injury serious disaster, Kamayama, Pentagon. A whole lot of disaster in the constituency, so very serious.
That's I mean, the voice of Shekuba Amani Sano for constituency 112. Usa I mean, they confirm to Radio Democracy some of the things then we happen at the Lumley community. As Radio Democracy go continue for look at different community then for see what happen with the support from Mangi Mansari for the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Usman Kamara the report.
Well, plenty thank you to Usman Kamara for that report today where he puts together as yesterday where this incident been be. Radio Democracy reporter them been going to the different area them where been get affected and then been put different reports them together. Well, as the program they carry on, we will continue for bring you different reports them from the different side them where we reported them been go. Now, let me go to the Regent community outside the major incidents we happen where now that particular area the landslide been be. We producer Alex Lawrence Coma been later go waka na the area even time as forgets recent happening of the situation and he been put his reports together.
Monday, August 14, Salumley experienced the biggest landslide ever. After waiting the country be experienced August 10, 1945, na Charlotte Village na the Western Area Rural District. And this time around, na Regent Village, this incident be happen. We say plenty life and property them be lost. For tell you how the Sugarloaf community na Regent, we say this incident be happen be look like, and how the incident be happen. I talked to somebody who been don't live in this community for a long time. which liberty experience.
You know, Engineer Prince Ali, CEO, the Universe of Ventures. The boundary of the incident and me of sense, my day happened. Maybe by 2:30 this morning, this incident happened around 7 o'clock in the morning. I joined a big explosion, and the first road meeting was as if in a plane crash. So I come on a door, I see debris on the compound. When I see debris, I still insist to something a plane just still crash, because I know the just reason how something would happen. Before I come on, I properly and see say, now a massive landslide happened. We not be doing the direct line of what happened. Yeah, it'll be a little bit congested. New calculation, I don't know this community for 6 years. I will say in front of me up in this community, the streets now and I'm in the panel. So we tell nobody community unless that 1,000 months and more than less the life.
Some man or ever care fishing a pambodi them be there.
No, not the pambodi. Pambodi be there, permanent structures be there. The pambodi be there, and I just want to know that caretaker to land there. Also, caretaker to building there where they go on. But we get 4-story building under, 5-story building, permanent people there in the house.
Engineer Prince Ali, you say, with an experience as engineer, he believes a waiting up will not get anything for do with human settlement.
For me, a personal, professional evaluation as a civil engineer with knowledge of geotechnical engineering, when I look at the way the thing, the way the hill exposed now, the geological formation we may see, I quite believe say some pressure don't build up, we share the soil.
Pressure but, from inside?
No, I mean, water don't do from the up the hill, where they go inside the over body, we draw the part of the rock, which is about 5 meters thick. So if it's a pressure, then we don't create that shear. And looking at the angle, now we don't create the amount of explosion, we send almost 1 million tons of debris from the calculation angle there.
1 million tons of debris, for somebody we don't know. Which way kind of
one? Now like 50 million bags of cement. The load will come up the hill. How many see how I calculate? Now about 50 million bags of cement within the move uphill and go down.
We also notice the dirty not only for the local with the other side for the stop one side, but to go for a long distance.
Yeah,
which
the reason, the, yeah, the reason for that is that I will tell you about the geological formation we see. Already like an overburden will just rest on a rock. We number that like 4-5 meters thick. And water don't go on that right from the peak. That mountain we see not less than 150 to 200 meters high and in slope. Very acute. So that what's the left hand there, what at least say 50 million bags of cement equivalent. You can imagine what that kind of weight they mean. Now you may call that kind of disaster for good far.
One by the stakeholder, the mobile worker, and at the place where this incident be happening, the term way will be Dede. Now Dr. Kande Koleyun Kela, wait tell me about what he think. But waiting happen.
Sorry, and the scale of the devastation, Salon never see this kind yet. We did see one whole hill they cut. And I've been there with Minister Paolo, where they on in charge now, he really they in action. He explained to me almost people don't die. And the other one they were able to account for because the Dotti go all the way down Canning go to Juba Bridge. He really sorry and I feel sad in my heart. So many hundreds of people we don't die and the families then we don't left. So we'll get for pray for them, but I will also say do ya the people then listen to government and EPA. When they say no bill in a certain area, do you let another one? Second, when they advise people on a left for cut them thick, now all the mountain area, now real thing, because now they thick they hold the soil, now they thick they make the water go down small small. But when thick no they get the clear all thing and it go down they soak for years. One day now so the hill just they cut. And Boku side them vulnerable.
Dr. Kandiyum Kela believes say people know they treat the environment well. We make some parents here they happen now to the country.
Now human activity. Then forest here they mean protected, eh? Now that also they affect the water supply in Agoma. Because they cut the tick them too fast. With man even plant tick in some of their area, yeah. Who black now don't cut all. So what here they say is yes, human activity is to blame, but the other sad thing is we camp and heavy rainfall. We call the wire extreme weather events.
Now, voice of Dr. Kande Koleyun Kela, one first-term SLPP flag bearer aspirant, be the end that reports the way Alex Lawrence Koma puts together as he been go waka yesterday evening term na the site na the scene of the landslide we been be na Regent community yesterday. Well, I on the program I tell una say we dey talk to different stakeholders them we dey serve dey pa part of the response team where government been set up. Well, on the line now, they talk to the mayor for the Freetown municipality, His Worship Mayor Buddy Gibson. Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Thank you very much. Afternoon, listeners.
Mayor, una na one party people away don't take part actively na the arrangement and the planning for the response for sake of the disaster we happened yesterday. As of now, this afternoon, we'll they talk. What's the latest development?
Well, we did meeting presently. We did try to make arrangements there in respect of how we go begin burying people there and all them other things that day. But nonetheless, we still receive corpses from various locations. Like this morning, we had 9 from where they pick up around the beach areas, and then from Juba and some other places. We bring in Kandong and Mochoy, Kanka left them, whilst we do on the way, then call we back. They don't discover two more. I think then we would pick them up. You know, so the process is still going on. One thing I'm starting off with, I presume so everybody knows, the incident recent is connected to what is happening normally because of the waterways from the mountains, the waterways in the Rongodong, Kanengo, then empty up now, Juba. And so that's what we're going to find out now. See, most of the bodies are waiting. Listening for the regions where the water to wash them, they only can empty down now. But yes, to do, we get for pull somebody, then do, you know.
We understand, say, yesterday all night, the rescue team been the work, they try for pull people them under the dirty until this morning, and then still be the go with the people them na the Connaught mortuary. You can give me update of the body them where don't they na the mortuary now?
Well, then plenty. I'm not going to give you figures.
Okay, but let me talk small bit about the burial. As of this morning, we'll talk to Mr. Parker from Freetown City Council. He been say on the track for organize the burial and begin for bury the corpses them within the next 48 hours. But concern of the people them where them be done the raise now that the kind of burying ground who said they get for bury them corpses there and how far the people them don't go for identify them family members them where lost their life during this incident. We don't lose his worship mayor Buddy Gibson at the line, but we go try for connect him as it be the give update. But waiting there as council they do now, especially the burial when then they in charge for bury the people them we lost their life yesterday and the disaster we be na regent. We they continue with the program in the show, it come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And still at the studio this afternoon, I get with me Patrick Musa, in a head of climatology in the meteorological department, where na then they in charge for predict the weather and tell people them how it get for talek if they get a sunny day or a very heavy storm. Well, it there this afternoon, it don't they tell everybody weather, but if self-raise concern say they not get better tools then for do their work where this storm make they not able for work effective one. Now most people from yesterday with this disaster happened, Mr. Musa, don't they give their own prediction and say we will get rain for the next 4 days and the one them will not come yet get for heavy pass waiting come yesterday. How to this be?
Well, that one they are from the international partners, they miss been around over BBC. But when we can get that one day, we can get them through. We don't localize weather. From right now, we do early warning system. We in a project sponsored by UNDP. We get 8 automatic weather stations. We mount on the max of AfriCell all over the country. And we get 8 agromet stations with IFA Bingiwi. So when we can see that one day, we can sit down and do the analysis. You see, when they say forecasting, you angry not the drone. When they sit down, when they argue, we seen this for be, we see this for be, then we can predict, say, this, now this go happen, this, now so it go happen. Of course, we dey expect rains.
All right. Urongeet, His Worship, Mayor Bode Gibson at the line. Mayor, before we the line cut off, I will ask you the question of the Beringon una go use for bury the corpse them. And Seth, some people, how far they don't go for go and identify them family members the way they lost na the disaster?
Let me first one.
Hello?
I'm not sure. Excuse me. But we're going to use nothing more than 3 main 70 in that regard. Okay. Then the second question we talk about waiting. Remember me?
I try for ask how far the family members they don't go for identify them people that we lost their life at the disaster.
Well, you know me they that the mortuary has taught. Only the good from time to time and come with it back. But one thing we are sure of relatives to the good mortuary. But and one thing I will able to tell you, some of those corpses would be difficult to be identified. I am certain of them, especially from what I saw down at Juba, Wallace Johnson did yesterday, when we pulled them bodies and from the magma swamp them. You know, then kind of thing of find for express my need you, especially about humanity. But it was bad. It was bad.
Okay, thank you very much, His Worship Mayor Bode Gibson, for that information they were giving at the program this afternoon. We will continue for the call you as and when necessary for get updates from Freetown City Council as TENSEF, the part of the response team, and then they in charge of the burial for the people that we lost their life yesterday in the disaster. We will continue the program in the show. In case you get question, send them through the number 077-981-981, or you can also watch the program our live Facebook broadcast. Just go on Facebook and type for Radio Democracy. You will get the opportunity for watch the program live and drop who you comment. Now the studio, I get Patrick Musa, head of climatology. Now the meteorological department, where now then at the agency where they in charge for predict the weather and tell people that waiting gets for happen. Yes, Mr. Musa, you will talk about the heavy rains them. Where would they expect?
I just been to tell you, say Mr. Been get on BBC, but in weather forecasting, you want green or decision for the forecasting. When they do analysis, maybe 10 or 14. But as for we now, we purely depend on we partners and we're in the outside. I get the news over BBC. But as I've been in talk, I say we get 8 automatic weather station. We recently, in the early warning system project, sponsored by the UNDP, and then 8 locations in Sierra Leone, mounted on the AfriCep poles all over the country. We get 8 agro-met stations then we now if I've been sponsored away. So now all them things and the way they see the data where they come out inside there, we can see down we do the analysis and do comparison with waiting they come out from the international body, especially ACMAD, so that because now then we they work with, so that we'll be able to say this now, so it will be 4 days or 5 days. But for the very fact, yes, this is August. We all know in Sierra Leone that normally August rain can be heavy, but we still expect say more rain for come and heavy thunder activities and with thunder with heavy breeze. So we expect that not only in Freetown, across the country.
For your hidden kind thing there from the experts them unordina the meteorological department, Mr. Musa, it looks scary. Now you say we still for expect heavy rains. So what in the advice we go want for get to people them as an expert, especially one them within a disaster prone area them?
Yeah, especially the one they within in them prone areas then. Not only in the mountainous area along the coastal regions, you know, across Sierra Leone. As government on the say, then we colleagues then or partners then EPA them don't the advice for letting them come on that area there. We still appeal to with people then, because we let them for let them come under that area. They make them go na the place, the centers and where government don't provide. Because even myself, na Godrich, are they where they come today, you know, I see that stream there by Wallace Johnson Street, you know, the houses there, water don't begin, they enter inside, they it's not good for human living. So we they advise them. They want to wait and they up the mountain, we they tell them, they want to wait and they do their stone mining. Make them stop, because the more way that they do the stone mining, it they undermine the ground they weaken, then they root the sticks then, then they do deforestation, EPA be not the one day, so we they still advise. Because we just they talk, heavy rain they come, we tell EPA, now so place they come, so rain they come at this place. But if we get the equipment, we they tell them, they precisely tell them when and how then for advise the people then, but me they join EPA and other partners then ONS for let the people then come on then disaster prone areas.
The heavy rain, so you said don't confirm say we for expect within the next 3 to 4 days. Now who's kind of area then so people for expecting in here?
Well, that now the most interesting part, as of now, the 8 automatic weather stations we have been talked for. Now one we get now Freetown and now with our force. You go get me right. That yesterday, that rain they were been for them. Even inside Wellington, they don't be get rain. Now small drop of rain we been did it. So na been showered. So waiting we need now. We need for get through government and we other partners and we then internationally for let we get more stations. Because if we get stations, we go precisely able for tell the weather pattern of Sierra Leone. Because we suppose for drone every 50 kilometers, you know, for put with stations, which is about 31 miles.
So without any station there?
No, we they still drone, we they still manage for drone, and we still advise, we pass the message on to ONS, we then they in charge of disaster management, whenever the thing arrives, because we all on the same platform. So we can tell them, and ONS go get to the people then. At the appropriate time.
All right, continue for the way tune at the program, Mr. Musa. Now let we look at another issue as we still look at issues them around the recovery and the efforts them where the disaster management team and some other people them don't they continue for put. This be make Emric Roy Coca been go work at the Connaught Hospital mortuary as way for look at the situation, and later he been talk to the government pathologist Dr. Simeon Owiskoma, the head for the Connaught Hospital Dr. Fadludin, mortuary workman Titus Riddle, and Sef John Opojo Benjamin for the Saloon People's Party.
Now that we will do, as them come, we pack them, come, pack them. Then later, we rest, and then we keep, we do, we even walk inside.
So how overwhelmed this mortuary be currently?
Well, it don't run away, but me and Ma, they laugh always. So you know, go snow me emotional.
We see so many workers that attend to the body. Now, mortuary staff them on
volunteer. No, and people there, where they come, where they bring the body, them volunteers, they come. We volunteers, they are, they're not plenty. And they must help in a national disaster.
How difficult or easy it be for managing the situation?
It's not easy. You don't do that for quite a long time. You see how they do it. You see, so it's not easy at all. Emotionally, not easy. Physically, not easy.
You get any definite figure of body them?
No, no.
Some of them body don't begin to go bad. How long will it take for keep them before I bury them?
No, we'll not go care. As soon as possible, we'll go bury them. The lucky thing is all water and they come on. So I'm comfortable with that. Now the fresh water, I get worries.
Now me at the end of the hospital, most of the one they will get narcopsis. The one they will na patients about 32, we admit them. And then they get the, all the necessary treatment.
And how damaging people are so?
You get different kinds. I mean, some na bruises, some na cuts, etc. Some na fracture. They get different kinds.
Outpatient or they don't admit?
They don't have patients. Some don't have what?
Well, from this 7 o'clock morning, AM, they count 3, 4, 6 morning. And then being called balanced, and now 10, 20, 30. Up to now, and still they count their money.
As of now, almost body you if he said we do not pack inside the mortuary.
245.
245.
Yeah.
Body them we complete or the one them we parts them and count. We come in pieces. How you
well,
about that?
Well, I would say like 50 we parts in, some parts are missing. The other balance there, but only there's some things are picking them. But the balance big man and big woman them. The worst is ever for me doing as we almost years now. The worst is what I ever see. And the worst people in we don't die whatever witness. I don't see.
How do you tell it right now?
Well, he had for talk, you know, it was up to now, then he got that money, so yeah, the worst thing is
right now, the talks are after 5 with the talk, so
yeah. So that from 7 this morning to now, and still in the call corpses there.
But they expect somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now get all the take away, make that do not work well, in terms of personal protective gears there.
Well, now they go this up, and now they can supply, and they can supply to win gloves, and now this they can supply them.
This is a real disaster. I mean, I wake up this morning, one in Fambo be involved because what can happen, they didn't have that area there. We water overtake there, so they all call at my house. That's how I wake up. And when they can't give me false news, I mean, if you say they exaggerate, you understand it. Not knowing that you are saying the truth. And now we be said, don't can see this is a real disaster. Over 200-300 people, how can we cope with it? Yeah, in a natural disaster, I mean, you would not expect that. But indeed, coming from Ebola, coming from war, I think say by now, for don't prepare ourselves for anything. So that anytime anything happens, we know what to do. We're in real sympathy with them people that we don't lose their lives, their families, we don't survive this disaster. I mean, we don't get flood once. We did not learn from it. By now, I think say, we don't get to that point, we say, we get for sit up and make sure say such a thing not going to happen again. Now, when it happens, we get a medical team prepared for it. We get the logistics for go along with them.
As any other statesman, the party don't resolve for anyone that we're able for intervene. But
first, we get for assess really the type of support where they need. So once we leave here now, we'll go assess what thing that they help what they need, and they'll go mobilize Usef. I mean, you know, go say you're so poor that you're not going to afford for be kind. But we still get for see what you go do for mobilize for indeed can say this that we own. Humble contribution for help them do their work efficiently. We know we just left everything to government. We have to be part of it.
Any video for we don't mitigate this particular situation or this kind of disaster?
Let's not just look at minimum wage for Sierra Leoneans. Let's look at minimum standard of life. So that certain place then they will not get for allow people that will live there. And in terms of living also, we get for make sure so we take interest in providing proper housing. We don't just leave housing to individual capacity. We go for go as a government and indeed build council flats, accommodation for staff where they work for various institutions, make them a priority so that any big institution for provide housing for in staff, every school for provide housing for in teachers. So those type of institutional approach we take up, you don't help solve the housing problem. This thing will repeat itself, okay, if we allow people to continue for live in that same manner.
Well, that's now Radio Democracy, Emre Koka. We been there yesterday, now the Connaught mortuary, and he happened for talk to the government pathologist, Dr. Owis Kouma, and Seth Titus Riddle, Wena Wokman, na mortuary, and Dr. Fadlu, Wena head of the Connaught mortuary, then been giam information. Well, we continue for monitor the situation, and we reported them, na the different place them, where the incident been happen yesterday as then go look how the situation they now, and we will continue for call them now the program for let them go give we updates. Well, on the line now we get Radio Democracy Emre Koka, where they now na the Connaught mortuary as a good day for go monitor the situation. Good afternoon, Emre, and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon, and good afternoon to the nation also.
Hello. And the high school spot exactly now the Connaught mortuary you did now as you talk.
Well, I just move out of the place of so forget some quiet environment for talk. So you have been near right inside the Connaught Hospital mortuary compound, just by the hospital in Sepsef. The place so choke people from different parts of the country come. The family members and the coming and then only the bodies them most of the one them will be complete so that face with people will identify for me family members then come in and identify and some people will identify some of the family members then they'll pick them out for burial. And I've been also where the first lady being come and you said the president has been come around as we for can watch the situation. One key thing which struck me is the level of enthusiasm of the volunteers. They show the people really show commitment, they show love, they still have to serve humanity, but still constrained in terms of some logistic and the personal protective gear them and other thing them way for them to do their work. And then they call on the EOC and other Soviet organization them. People level now, well, many people in our society will be able to do, come support them.
The ambulances then still a car with cops then at the mortuary?
Yes, every 5 minutes we get ambulance where they come in with more body.
For ask what? Any one of them for know the different area them where they pull them cops there?
Then we with motor car and we can create like then go to Canning Road, some part of the west, and we'll carry with body up to 6 the body then come with liters. And as I just remove out just some pretty call, they come in another batch of ambulance come.
Alright, as you did at the mortuary now, you did see any signs of burial for let it go commence today, like for let them begin bury the corpse them today?
Well, then it's word from the government whether or not they for go ahead and bury the people them without them identify them and not the situation now and the box. The other thing within the talk is now for make sure say then do the same way everybody who can satisfy either therefore all the body them people and come and identify them people and or because of the way the body and then begin go bad, so more likely when they will not complete them for just go ahead and bed without any identification. So still we're not getting any clear cut argument is whether or not some people ask for just go out right and bury them people or team for the for some days where they come in and for can watch them with the body identify them. The problem that the body of them they go bad and then they decompose, you know, we for keeping that much. So they are both strike a balance by the end of the day we hope that we'll get well.
Alright, thank you very much, Radio Democracy Emre Kwe Koka, for that update there where you give it from the Connaught Mortuary. Now for continue for monitor the situation and continue for give updates. Thank you very much. We go join you later on if the need arises in the program. We dey continue with the program midday show where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We still continue for look at the disaster where be yesterday, August 14 at Freetown. Usai landslide been be na some community them na regent and self flooding been take place na the capital city. Well, still na the studio, I get Patrick Musa in a head of the climatology na the meteorological department where they are this afternoon. They talk about different thing them, but they work and self they predict the weather. But the prediction that we don't give Mr. Musa is like una they see, but una not able for take action as an agency, and it kind of scary as citizens then we don't they listen to you. What thing will be a message of hope where you go give and say in as much as when I not get on our tools then for dudes on our work, but then go they save.
Well, make the citizen not scare, because we they do the forecasting with the sidon, just like I don't talk say not to one man they do the forecasting with the sidon and do the analysis. Maybe towards the end of the day, you know, we will come out by early morning, maybe tomorrow, we will give out another forecast, because we get the chief forecaster, we're not the director. When we don't do all the analysis, we can give her out where it can broadcast them. So make the people they not scare. Though yes, we know say this now August, rain they can as usual in the olden days, but maybe not scare. So when we do the analysis and do the comparison with the other forecast, then what would they get from outside? Now that 10 days, now we'll say either now 4 days or 5 days, but still would they expect a small rain would they come, thunderstorm day in a different parts of the country, not only inside Freetown. Even yesterday self rain be day in Abu. You see, we see them.
But then they say, disaster happened.
Disaster happened there, but that's we not be able to talk because we own rule. Now for just know waiting at the weather pattern and tell the one the way then they in charge like EPA. Now then we go now the advice or warn the people then.
What happened yesterday? People only relate them to earthquake.
Well, that's another thing saying that, because even the one we happened in 1945. I don't think saying that earthquake, that like mudslide or landslide, you know, that the same Charlotte Regent area. I don't think saying a landslide. Just like how everybody they talk, Dr. Kane don't talk, John Benjamin don't talk. The waiting with people then they do, you know, the sand mining, the too much of deforestation where EPA they tell them, it don't weaken the place. And not to just 2 days where they don't drown. They don't drown over years. So the ground don't weaken. So where the rain they come, you know, it is sinking small. It is sinking small, you know. Now this don't cause this kind of thing we would experience inside Sierra Leone as of yesterday.
And other people who are experts again at this same disaster management area, don't they say Regent community, not just example, the possibility for we get the same incidents them na other area them when a disaster prone area the way people long go encroach and build houses them it great.
Yeah, because when we talk especially along the coastal area and outside the water then they pass, because if you don't come build outside water they pass, you know, liquid then they fend then level where don't come, you don't full up, you get for overflow. There is spillover. Now the spillover effect can make, because it defend away, now it can make the runoff can come inside with heavy speed. And you self know, see now, the Sugarloaf Mountain, you see how they creep up, you know, where the rain they can, it can down with a lot of debris, you know, now the communities. So we really get for advice with people then, for make them left then disaster prone areas, then, especially along the coastal areas, Godrich, you know, then Aberdeen area, outside people then they, of course, Aberdeen, they may not, they put them, Yeliboya inside, Lunge, you know, all the inside and they. So they advise not only for Freetown, but for the whole of the Sierra Leone populace with it along the coastal area.
From what happened so yesterday, it clear say community and awareness raising messages them very key to people them, especially the one that don't decide for tap na the disaster prone area them. Before now, and no say una don't work hand in hand with other body them like EPA. How best una engage for ensure say people and get the correct information them we don't forget?
Well, which would they give EPA or which would they give ONS? Because now they mandate that for advice and sensitize the people. We not get right for sensitize
una
the people.
Una are the experts with the advice.
Would they say, well, this now this they happen at this place. So EPA, I think say this community is prone to this disaster. So they will go advise them. Of course, they may not do them. They may not they sensitize them, they may not they carry on for quite a long time. But you see, with people there now they born with, now they make way to who say with day today with day. Would they still continue for big them, make them listen? That's more way we understand where they happen about them kind of thing, and in another country where they tell them, make them adhere and come out and go that the safer place so that this country goes safe. Now that's I will always tell them.
As a department, from waiting upon yesterday, waiting at the lessons learned and waiting go be some of the recommendations them where una go get for get to government.
Well, government, we want for tell and thank you, that now one of the thing, but the recommendation we will get for give government, we want for tell and say, yes, this it don't happen and we not want let it happen, or even if we not they predict that if it happen, but let we be able for tell people then beforehand, because we they do medium forecast, long range forecast, you know, but if we not get the tools then, the forecasting tools, we're not going to be for do down there. We go always depend on international partners there. Like yesterday, been very disheartening. When we want for check inside with internet, you know, the system is down. So we not be, we've been very confusing. Past me and the director, we left for going at the site na regent. So we tell government for let them able, because we equipment them very heavy, we instruments them, make them able. Update we with fiber optic system where it will be more robust, because most of the equipment that we will deal with na internet facility. The one at Lunge, we get Mensa monitoring of environment for security in Africa, with the aviation industry, with the help then, they for quite a long time when I know say the meteorological department not don't get anything about disaster for plane incidents, you know, where all flights they can inside Sierra Leone. So we want now that we within a Freetown area, the headquarters, let them give we this fiber optic so that we will able for work very fast and actually link with partners and we say do we own work as a department on we own localized weather in Sierra Leone.
I believe say all anything that we don't mention, so say that then gets for be recommendation to government after all this disaster and a very key instrument them we go help una for do una work effective one and una not get them. So what una don't they really be don't they do? Because you say una been don't make una prediction there even before this disaster happen. So how come? How una get una information without all lengthy instruments there?
I tell you say we they work with partners then. We belong to the West African Group, Regional Association for Africa, where we they do that consensus forecast. Every now and then we they update we self with what they happen from ACMA and Niger. So what if they happen, now we can join with we own localized weather with these recently new automatic weather stations from IFAD, sponsored by, again, from UNDP. Then we work on and give advice to ONS. Then we get other areas then, like EMESAT, European Meteorological Satellite, we dey work with them so that we get information. We get the Mensa station, Nalunge, monitoring of the environment for security in Africa. So instead, they don't just install and, you know, now 2 weeks is. So we get that in from the partners. So let the people, they're not scared as of now, yes. We they still request for let get the forecasting tools. Because when we do forecasting, we they do that the climatological section, now numbers then we they deal with. We they do analysis. So if them tools and they know they, it will be very difficult. But as for now, may the people there, may they rest assured that whatever happened, we get tell them. Because we work with credible international partners there.
So you can proudly say when are they on top of situation?
Yeah. We probably say we're on top of situation in as much as we work with international partners then, because we're a member of the World Meteorological Organization.
All right. Thank you very much, Patrick Musa, Head of Climatology in the Meteorological Department, for where you come and help for tell people and the condition of the weather. Although he said and they get challenges then with the tools that they use for do their work, but it proudly they say then they're on top of the situation and give confidence to people and say then go try for do them best for ensure say then give people them the correct information with them need for no but the weather. Well, the program media show go left you for today. Many thanks to viewers them now Facebook page and self to my colleague them where they out there they monitor the situation. Well, also I go end the program for today. Plenty thank you to the production team and Megastar King Otis who don't get technical support. Me now you presenter Khadija Bangura, they say continue for listening to Radio Democracy. And whilst you listen, if you get any issue now you community, call we on we line at 099-981-981. We go there and monitor the situation. Don't forget, watch your environment. Stay safe as you don't hear from waiting the experts that don't talk from the meteorological department. We still expect heavy rains within the next 3 to 4 days. Thank you very much for joining me at this edition of the program, Midday Show. That's why I will say goodbye.